disguise it.
Well, that's
I never
your
used
sharp.
One of that.
That's
in the
your
end.
Sharp.
Kind of oh, that way, that's a juice harp, yeah, play that.
And the metal things that go around the barrel.
The hoops.
And if you had a bottle of liquid and you didn't want the liquid to come out, you better put a
cork.
Stopper.
Yeah. If it's made out of glass, would you
put that would be a stopper.
What'd you call it? You wouldn't call it a cork stopper or a cork. Glass cork, I guess I've heard that.
Yeah, that's been said sometimes, but not very much.
And if you have a nail and you want the nail to go in the board, you hit it with a
hammer. A brick bat or anything.
A shoe. This lady told me a shoe one time. I guess she's right.
Yeah.
Now the wagon and the buggy. I don't know anything about this. There are different ways you hook the horse onto the. to the wagon. You have
well, one horse or two?
Well, either one. Which would you call if you had?
Well, one horse is a shaves.
And what if you had two horses?
Tongue.
Have a tongue between them, but hitch
yeah.
them to the single trees.
There's a
double trees.
Single trees, the hook tugs of the single trees.
And where there was two horses, be the double trees.
Yeah, but you have to have a tongue there. Trouble right away. I broke too many of them.
Is a tongue on a buggy or on a wagon or both?
Well, there's a tongue on a buggy. That's where you have
two horses on
two
a buggy.
Two horses on a buggy.
What is it? Was a pole on a wagon the same as a tongue? You hear?
Yeah,
going?
That's the same.
Same thing.
I guess 100 years ago they called it a pole. Hmm.
I have here neep tongue. What neep is?
Neep.
Neep pole.
I never heard that.
How about for single tree? Do you ever call it anything else?
Yeah, it's a single tree. It's straight single tree.
You don't call that whiffle tree?
Whiffle tree.
Or double tree is
where there's two hitched to it.
Is that the same as an evener? Double tree?
Yes. It's
evener on the plow would be the double tree.
You have two horses and you have a neck yoke with a ring in each end. And then a big ring that sits over the end of the pole or a ton, if they want to call it. And that goes back, and each horse has a separate single tree.
Okay, if a man has a wagon load of wood and he's going from here to here, you might say he's doing what? He's
hauling wood.
Hauling wood. And the thing that you use to break up the ground, you call the
plow.
And then you go over it with a
harrow.
You said you've heard of stone boats, but you never had one.
No.
Now, in the snow and in the winter, you used to ride on different things.
Sled.
Cutters.
A cutter, is that different than a
same
sleigh?
Same thing as a sleigh.
Same as a sleigh.
Mm-hmm. A little fancy sometimes, I think. I don't have
toboggan sled.
Toboggan?
There's not very many of them ever used. Those are kids' playthings.
How about a bobsled? Is that
well, it's two.
It's a bobsled. Just
well,
put
about
the wagon box on it.
One right behind the other, same as a wagon or a car. It has four wheels. It has four
take the wagon box off the wagon wheels and put them on the sled runners.
That's a bobsled.
Mm-hmm.
The horse pulls this.
Yeah.
Do you ever use the word roller coaster sled?
Not here in this.
You ever take a run and jump on a sled head first?
Oh yeah.
What would you call that? I'm gonna take a
header.
Header?
Header.
Did they ever call it taking a belly something? Belly flop?
Belly flop or belly slide.
Belly flop? Is that what that?